Now things get a bit more complicated. Two people who are not related, they did kiddushin on two sisters. So if you look at the diagram, this scenario will include three pairs of siblings. There's Rachel and Leah, they're the sisters. And then there's Reuven and Shimon, they're brothers. And Moshe and Aaron, they're brothers. So Shimon and Moshe, who are not related to each other, they both did kiddushin on either Rachel or Leah. One of them did kiddushin on Rachel, one of them did kiddushin on Leah, and we're not sure which man is married to which sister. So certainly none of them can continue with the marriage, because it could be they would be having marital relations with the sister of their wife, which would be forbidden, and therefore zenosin shnei gittin v'zenosin shnei gittin. This one, Shimon has to give two gittin. He must divorce both Rachel and Leah out of doubt, and Moshe must do the same. Mesu, what happens if both Shimon and Moshe died? So certainly both Rachel and Leah are considered to both be a Shomeres Yavam. They both require Yibam or Chalitza before they can get married. However, it's a doubt as to which brother, whether Reuven, who is Shimon's brother, or whether Aaron, who is Moshe's brother, it's a doubt which one of them needs to do Yibam or Chalitza on which sister. And therefore, as in most cases of doubt, there is a simple solution, and that is Chalitza, Zecher Tzishtein. This brother Reuven should do Chalitza to both sisters, Rachel and Leah. And this brother, Moshe's brother Aaron, he should also do Chalitza, Zecher Tzishtein, he should do Chalitza to both of the sisters. What happens if Lozeh Echad v'Lozeh Shnayim? If one of the men who did Kedushin, let's say Moshe, he has one brother, Aaron, but v'Lozeh Shnayim, the other man who did Kedushin, Shimon, he has two brothers, Reuven and Levi. So we're adding Levi into the scenario now. So firstly, in terms of Moshe's side, that remains the same. So Hayochid, the individual brother Aaron, Chulis L'shtein, he should do Chalitza to both sisters, Rachel and Leah. That's the same as the previous scenario. Vashenayim. And Shimon's two brothers, Reuven and Levi, so Echad Chulitz, one of them, let's say Levi should do Chalitza on one of the sisters, let's say Levi does Chalitza on Leah. And once he's done Chalitza, the other brother, Reuven, could even do Yibum on Rachel. He can choose either Yibum or Chalitza. Because the reason why when there's only one brother, he needs to do Chalitza on both sisters, and he can't just do Chalitza on one and then Yibum on the other, is because if the first Chalitza was real Chalitza, because that was his Shomeres Yavam, that means that the other sister is Achos Chalutzosai. It's the sister of the woman who he performed Chalitza with. And it is forbidden midrabbanon to marry the sister of his chalutza, since a chalutza is very similar to a woman who has been divorced. If you think about it, chalitza is very similar to a get, because until the Shomeres Yavam receives chalitza, she's forbidden to marry anybody else. And because of the similarity midrabbanon, it is forbidden to marry the sister and other relatives of one's chalutza. However, in this case where there are two brothers, so Levi performed chalitza on Leah. Reuven hasn't performed anything yet, so he is allowed to do Yibum with Rachel, and if it turns out that indeed Rachel is the Shomeres Yavam of Reuven and Levi, then Reuven's Yibum is considered to be the mitzvah of Yibum, and Levi's Chalitza wasn't really anything. And if it turns out the opposite, that really Leah was their Shomeres Yavam, so Levi's Chalitza is considered real Chalitza. And Reuven's Yibum with Rachel is not actually going to be Yibum, but it's going to be a regular marriage, which is totally permitted, but it won't be a mitzvah. Now, it's very important that the order which the Mishnah said is kept to. And therefore, only after Levi has done Chalitza on Leah, can Reuven do Yibum on Rachel. However, Reuven cannot do Yibum on Rachel before Levi does Chalitza on Leah. And the reason for that is because if Leah is the Shomeres Yavam of Reuven and Levi, that means that when Reuven does Yibum with Rachel, it's not actually Yibum, it's a regular marriage, and that marriage is forbidden midrabbanon, because Rachel is the sister of Reuven's Shomeres Yavam. That is the prohibition of Achis Kukosai. Leah has a zika, a sort of weak bond to Reuven, and midrabbanon, it's forbidden for Reuven to marry the sister of his zakuka, of his Shomeres Yavam. And that's why only once Levi has done Chalitza on Leah, such that she is no longer a Shomeres Yavam, so Rachel becomes permitted for Reuven to do Yibum with her. Now that having been said, Kodmu v'chonsu, if both Reuven and Levi both did Yibum on Rachel and Leah. So Reuven did Yibum on Rachel and Levi did Yibum on Leah. But certainly that's forbidden, midrabbanon. However, once they have done it, in Mitzim Yodom, we do not force them to divorce these women, since certainly either way Yibum has been performed now, either with Rachel or Leah, which means that there is no longer a Shomeres Yavam involved. She's now a fully fledged wife, and so neither of them are the Achay Zakuka. because there no longer is a zakuka, a shemeres yavam. So that was forbidden originally. The prohibition no longer applies, and therefore they can remain married. All right, next scenario. Lo zeshenayim, lo zeshenayim. Both of the men who did kiddushin, both Shimon and Moshe, they both have two brothers. Shimon has Reuven and Levi. Moshe has two brothers, Aaron and Kolev, let's call him. So ideally what should happen is that one brother on each side should do chalitza, and then the other brothers should do yibum. One of Shimon's brothers, Levi, should do chalitza to one of the sisters, Leah. And then one of Moshe's brothers, let's say Aaron, he should do chalitza on the other sister, which in this case would be Rachel. So again, Levi did chalitza on Leah. Now when it comes to Reuven doing Yibum, it is forbidden for Reuven to do Yibum with Leah. Once one of the brothers has done chalitza, it is forbidden for the other brothers to then marry that chalutza, unless it's for the mitzvah of Yibum. But here there's a chance that Reuven will not be performing the mitzvah of Yibum with Leah. In fact, he definitely won't be, because if Leah was indeed the wife of Shimon, so then Levi's chalitza was valid chalitza, and he's no longer Shmeres Yavim at all. So since Reuven's marriage to Leah will not be a Yibum marriage, it is forbidden for him to marry the chalutza of his brother. And therefore, Reuven should do Yibum, or if he wants, he could do Chalitza, but he can do Yibum with the other sister, Rachel. So the Mishnah says that Ochiv Shalzeh, the remaining brother of Shimon, namely Reuven, Miyabim Chalutzosi Shalzeh, should do Yibum with the Chalutza of the other set of brothers, the Chalutza of Moshe. The Ochiv Shalzeh and the remaining brother on Moshe's side, namely Kolev, Miyabim Chalutzas Shalzeh, he should do Yibum with the woman who had performed Chalitza with Shimon's brother Levi. So as we explained, this order is very important because otherwise they will violate certain Midrabanon prohibitions. For example, says the Mishnah, what happens if Kodmu Shanaim V'choltzu, two brothers on one side, let's say Reuven and Levi, both did Chalitza straight away. Reuven did chalitza to Rachel, Levi did chalitza to Leah. Lo yabmu ha-shnayim, it's forbidden for both Aaron and Kolev to both do yibum on Rachel and Leah, because since either Rachel or Leah is still a shemeres yavam to Aaron and Kolev, there is a chance that the first one to do yibum will violate the prohibition of achi sukukosai, of marrying the sister of his shemeres yavam. Rather, el echad choleitz, one of them should do chalitza, and then the other brother, vechum yabim, then he can do yibum, because either way, this time he will not violate achi sukukosai, because either he'll be performing the mitzvah of yibum, or his brother's chalitza was valid chalitza, in which case there's no longer a shemeres yavam, also known as a zakuka, which means that there is no prohibition of achi sukukosai. Now, if Kodmu v'chonsu, they did go ahead and both did Yibum, that was not allowed, nevertheless, Emetziyim Yodam, we do not force them to divorce their wives, since either way there is now certainly no Zika, and so there is no prohibition of Achri Tzukukosai.